Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And especially for you paddlers, we have a paddler's report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and a presentation of Massey's 3 locations, Mid-City New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain in Covington. Eric Mahabarak is with us, and he joins us from beautiful, picturesque Caney Lake. Eric, what's going on over at the Massey's locations this week?
Oh, man, how you doing, Don? Good morning. A little foggy out here today up on the big lake. They got the Jackson kayaks off at 30%. They got some demo Hobies. Actually, a passport that's going for $1,200. That's a 10.5. They got a compass, which is a great deal, $1,300. Outback, $2,000. That's really a good price. They got a PA, $2,600. And then the 214 360s. One's got some special luck on it. One of them's my old boat. $3,400. That's some pretty good deals on that. They also just got the new Bonafide and the Natives in, Don.
Wow, they ought to charge more for that Eric Mahabarak tested kayak, huh?
That's right. Captain Quint then put the gree-gree on it.
Well, and of course, they can get information on those special deals at any one of the three stores, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. That would be to call John at the Carrollton location in New Orleans. And they can bring it to Baton Rouge or across the lake to the other Massey's in Mandeville if they want to demo it or something like that. Check it out, and it's no problem. They do two trips a week to each store.
Well, everybody's been reminding me about the City Park Big Bass Rodeo and the boats on the bayou. It's March 23rd, NewOrleansCityPark.org, and the boats on the bayou is on Bayou St. John, of course. $35 to enter that. The Big Bass is $20. And the first place boat's a $500 gift card. Tell us about fishing that Bayou St. John.
Well, you can't give up. It's in a unique fishery, you know. Like last year, they caught a 6.5-pounder. The year before, they caught a 6. Me and another guy ended up catching a bunch of 2s and 3s. He beat me out by like an ounce or something. But they got some fish in there. You just got to fish. A lot of creature baits work. This time of year, I like to throw the frog in off the cement walls and stuff. It seems to, sorry, I'm in the middle of peddling. I'm running into branches. they, But yeah, you know, some good little small 4-inch, 6-inch worms, watermelon red's a good one. I'd throw it out, some creature baits, and just take your time is the main thing.
All right, be careful now. We don't want you rolling out of the kayak while you're doing this report.
All right, we
got the Trout Challenge is going to be coming up. That's the next Bayou Coast event, and they can find out more information on the website for BCKFC. Tell us about some fishing down along the lower coast for saltwater. What are you hearing or finding?
Well, I know that in Port Sulphur, they're still catching some reds. You know, they're actually the biggest end of slot reds, you know, 27 up. They are catching some 25s, you know, but it's kind of interesting. Got to weed through them this time of year. Seems as if they got a school of bigger fish right there behind the high school and towards Magnolia and stuff like that. But the fishing's been pretty good, you know, for the reds there. Also down in Hopedale, it's been good fishing. It's just that it's been tough, you know, they had the wind and stuff like that. But you got to find the clean water. They're catching plenty of reds. You got to weed through them, you know, because they're catching undersized reds over there. But you can get your limit fairly easy. And there's a few trout being caught, and the flounders are showing up now. So looking forward to that stuff.
Oh, that's good news. Now, are you just getting up there at Caney, or have you had a chance to fish? You know, that was one of the crown jewels of Louisiana bass fishing when that lake was first, well, it was a man-made lake. It was an impoundment. And, you know, the bass fishing went off the charts, and then they introduced grass carp, which weren't supposed to breed, and they got so prolific. They ate up all the grass and all the habitat, and the bass fishing fell off, and they were putting tires along the banks to try to create some habitat. What kind of shape is Caney Lake in now?
It's beautiful right now. They had a guy catch a big one yesterday. I think it was 10-something. I landed a little bit over a four. I'd say 4.25 pounds on the Boca grip. I've been working lizards and preacher baits a lot. It's just kind of, I like kind of junk fish, you know. I kind of like junk fishing a little bit. I did throw some top water. I didn't get any action on that. But, you know, Don, it's beautiful up here. I did some jigging along the rocks along the dam. I did not get any hits right there. I kind of like to do that. I also tried throwing a crankbait to bounce it off the rocks, but it just didn't work for me. I caught that that 4-pounder on a creature. It's like a crawfish looking little. It was a blue one. But it's beautiful up here, Don. I mean, I suggest going, even if you bring the kids and just perch take off the bank. You know, the cabins at the state park are wonderful. The water's right there. They got piers at each one of them. I highly recommend a little family vacation up there. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, the launches and parking lots are always kept in really good shape. Where's a good place for a kayaker to put in? There was a place, it's been years since I fished there, but we went out of Brown's Landing. Where are you launching your kayak?
You can put in at Brown's. We're launching right out of the state cabins. We're launching right there in the water.
Oh, okay.
Right out the back of the cabin. Yeah, in the park right there, yep. And then we go on from there.
That's convenient.
It is. It's nice. I mean, you know. You can also go, I think Brown's is the one by the dam. I think that is Browns. You can launch there. There's two launches. So there's one at the beginning and like the end of the lake around there. So it's nice right there. You know?
Well, Eric, if somebody wants to book a trip with you, you provide everything they need kayak-wise to get them started on it. Tell them how to reach you.
They can just call me, or actually text me or call me, 504-313-8292, or they can call, you know, look on your website. They can get in touch with me through your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, and Facebook and Instagram.
Easy enough. Go get you one of those big 10-pound pluses and send me a picture. I'd love to see it.
Man, Don, I'm working on him. Oh, I'm sore.
All right. Be careful, Don, up there with the fog and the work. We'll catch up with you when you get back. Thank you for the report. All right, that's one Captain Eric Mahabarak of the Louisiana Kayak Company paddling around beautiful Caney Lake. What a great – I'm glad to hear it's restored. The bass fishing has come back. What a boondoggle that was putting in those sterile, which turned out to be non-sterile, grass carp.
Ah, Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.